We're back with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Appreciate you giving us a little more time today, Nick.
Anytime, Adam.
Let's get into these river reports, more near and dear to my heart than the ice fishing. But, you know, you kind of got a little bit more hit and miss with the rivers in the wintertime, but we got a great warming trend going on right now. And I am hearing, finally, there's a few more steelhead trickling in.
And we're a little behind this year. We kept a couple coho last Saturday, and one was in tight skein, and the other one was only partially loose.
Wow.
So, you know, normally you expect them to be all loose by now. Definitely still running, but we're a little behind this year, and hopefully this warm-up gives us a little more water, and we might be looking at a good push in the Marquette area here.
So have you seen or heard about any more steelhead out of Lake Superior streams versus a couple weeks ago when we talked?
Last week I got good reports. It wasn't on fire by any means, but it was definitely better than it was.
Did you hear about anything that was working better for the steelhead, or even those coho for that matter, at this point that you could share with us?
Well, in my experience, it's been two different deals. For the coho, rubber leg nymphs, I don't seem to do well on them with egg patterns and that kind of thing. But for the steelhead, paler eggs, I've noticed that. Smaller sizes, 8s and 10s, and I'm hearing the same thing from the guys coming through. Generally paler stuff. But guys are still fishing the brighter orange. We have fresh coho still spawning. So in certain situations, especially if you can find the coho, you might want to downsize the bead or the egg fly and go with orange.
And then fish behind them, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if you're lucky enough to stumble on a red, that's going to work out pretty well for you. But a few browns around still. A lot of them I'm seeing are post-spawn, and we're going to keep doing well on them. You know, once they're done spawning, they feed pretty heavily, it seems like, especially into, like, early January.
Yeah, I've never really considered a brown trout for drop-back fishing like steelhead in the springtime, but I suppose, right? I mean, they got to feed right after they spawn if they're not going to die like coho.
Yeah, they're going to take an easy meal if they can get one.
Well, it's good to know you got that fresh coho skein at your shop there, right?
Yeah, we're getting another shipment, well, probably tomorrow or today. So if you need some eggs, we've got them. Also have coho and king around here too.
So you got to be one of the only shops around the area that actually has coho skein, though.
Yeah, to my knowledge, I'm probably the only one, I guess. not too common of a thing. It's kind of a pain to deal with. So
stop in at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette and talk to Nick. He'll hook you up. And I appreciate your knowledge and experience and passing it along to us here on the Outdoor Show.
Well, thanks for the call, Adam.
This is the Outdoor Show.